KUTX 98.9, live in Studio 1A. This is Jody Denberg, and I am so pleased to welcome an old friend of mine to make music for us today, Spencer Gibb, with some amazing musicians. Spencer hasn't been heard from on record or download, or however you want to put it, for about 8 years. His last album was in 2010, called Beautiful Mess. He has a brand new album, Let's Start Over. He has a record release show at the 310 Friday, joined by Kalu and the Electric Joint and Ray Prim. I am pleased to welcome to the airwaves to make some music for you this evening on KUTX, Spencer Gibb.
Too bad, little baby. I do want us to move on. I've been waiting for while it's down. Everything I do is wrong. To me, to waste your time. But I feel you wasting mine. And if you can't forgive me, forgive me. What am I doing here? Why am I still here? And if you can't believe me, but you won't believe me, then I wanna just disappear. Why am I still here? I'm still here. So sad if I made you cry when I was lying on the floor. It's just tragic. I thought we had a good time, and all I wanted was to talk. Times that I wished you were still mine. You can't forgive me, but you won't forgive me. What am I doing here? Why am I still here? And if you can't believe me, seems you won't believe me. I think I should disappear. I think I should disappear. Oh, what am I doing here? What am I doing here? Oh, what am I doing here?
Spencer Gibb, live on KUTX, accompanied by a wonderful group of musicians. Let's Start Over is Spencer's new album, and that is Forgive. And from the bottom of my heart, my friend, it is good to see you.
Good to see you, too. It's been too long.
It has been a long time. The last time I saw you play was about 2010.
Yeah, it was in 2010, 2011, somewhere in there, yeah.
I've got the poster, man.
Oh.
That cool poster from Antones. You had a record called Beautiful Mess, which was of a piece with this in that it had orchestration and stuff.
Yes.
Obviously, the album title of your new album, Let's Start Over, alludes to the fact that it's been a while. Why did you take 8 years in between releasing music?
Well, in a way, I didn't. You know, I'll tell you the story and I'll try to keep it sort of fairly trim because I think I've got it down now to a science in interviews. So we made Beautiful Mess and we sold limited edition copies of Beautiful Mess. which many of which we'd recorded in Prague with the Czech Symphony. So we had those. We did that concert, and then we'd been invited back to record with the Czech Symphony again, but like almost immediately, like within a year. But we didn't have the songs. So in the space of a few weeks, whipped up like six more songs for an EP that would follow Beautiful Mess. Recorded those, got back from Prague, mixed those. Then we got management. Mm-hmm. At this point, we're now at like 2011 going into 2012. And we have management in the UK and all these TV promotion people. They were like, you've got all these hits, but what we think you should do is combine Beautiful Mess and the new EP into one record and basically pick the best sort of like 10 to 12 songs. So we all sat around because Aaron Coe produced the record with me. Casey was there for all of it. So we all sat around and we picked the songs. So it was supposed to come out in Europe late 2012. We lost our management, the campaign fell apart, my dad passed away. I ended up having emergency back surgery. All of these things just got in the way of this record ever coming out. So flash forward to, you know, last year where I really wanted to do a vinyl campaign and put it out on vinyl because I really thought it should be heard that way. It's all strings and horns. I mean, the band that we're playing at 310 with is the full band. It's very similar to what you saw years ago with full horn section, drums, keys, and you know, big R&B show. You know, life got in the way, basically, and I ended up producing some other stuff for some other artists and always wanted this record out. We always did. Did a vinyl release earlier this year, and it just came out digitally, you know, about a month ago.
Life happens.
Yeah.
And we understand that. And if the result is music as beautiful as the song you just played for us, then so be it, which is easy for me to say. The album's called Let's Start Over. Spencer Gibb is the artist. The release show is Friday at the 310 with Kalu and Ray Prim. We first met, I believe, in the 90s. You had a band called 54 Seconds.
That's right.
You alluded to your father passing away. He was Robin Gibb of the Bee Gees.
That's right.
How did you wind up in Austin, Texas? Because you grew up in London and New York, and then you were in Florida. But what brought you to Austin?
I have no idea. No, I was, you know, I ended up, like, I have a lot of family, or I did have a lot of family in Florida, which, you know, some people know. Like, my uncle still lives there, but I didn't end up in Florida because of my family. I got this job there out of New York. A friend of mine had a record label and wanted me to be, like, the sort of house producer. And I was, like, 19, 20, and in exchange, I got to release my own music. So I went down there. His label fell apart. I worked at Criteria Studios for a while and Middle Ear and a couple other places. And I was in a band that there was a great music scene down there, but players I didn't really care about. There were too many drugs. There was, you know, it was kind of, the scene was dying. I was in a band I didn't really like. I was in a relationship I didn't really like. I wanted a fresh start. And it was either, I didn't know anything about Austin. Like, I knew that I was a big blues guy. But Texas blues, like, kind of wasn't my thing. I was more of like a Chicago Delta guy. So I knew who Stevie Ray Vaughan was. That was sort of it. And it was Austin or Portland, because I had friends in Portland, but I didn't have friends in Austin, but I didn't want to move somewhere that it, you know, rained all the time, because I'd already done that in Europe, you know? So I picked Austin. I was like, all right. And I had a couple of friends that hooked me up with a place to live. So I drive here. It was start of November. I drove from Miami to Austin. All I had this Ford Bronco. I packed a guitar, a futon mattress, a four-track tape recorder, because that's all there was, like, in the late 90s, you know, just, like, do demo stuff. And I make it to Austin, and leaves are falling off trees. And the weather's kind of cool. And it's amazing. It's, like, one of the most exciting things that's happened to me, like, since I left New York. I'm, like, I'm moving somewhere temperate. And, and Florida was really sticky and humid. And I'm gushing to all these strangers here about how amazing the weather is. And they're like, oh, you just wait for the summer. And I'm like, whatever, dude. I lived in Miami, you know, like, this. And then all of a sudden, like, next April rolls around. And I'm like, you guys live here? It's crazy. But my career had already started to do well, like, very fast. I was a big part of that Steamboat community. And the origins of 54 Seconds had started. And I loved everyone here. I loved the players. I loved it. You know, I loved what was going on at the time back then, which you remember was pretty great.
Well, we're all glad you stayed. Spencer Gibb is returning with his first album in about 8 years. Let's Start Over. And the release show is Friday at the 310. Somehow he made it to Austin and did not melt, and for that we're eternally grateful. He mentioned
I've come close.
Join the club. He mentioned a couple of people along the way, and I want to introduce them to you. Aaron Freskus on guitar, electric guitar, is the co-producer of Let's Start Over, and Casey Pointer on vocals was singing along there. On cello, we have Elizabeth Lee and Christabel Lynn on violin. And we're going to do another song from Let's Start Over, which is...
This is called False Hope.
Spencer Gibb live on KUTX, the song False Hope and the brand new album Let's Start Over, which he is with a show at the 310 Friday night. Wow, took my breath away, Spencer.
Thank you.
Really good to see you and really good to hear you.
Likewise.
And as you said, the band will be augmented Friday night. You have other players that'll join you.
Yeah, it's a full band. Us, and then we've got horn section. Elias Haslanger is playing with us, which was John Green on drums. Phil Redman's playing keys.
Wow.
It's gonna be a great show. So lots of, some of it intimate like this, or we've also got some up tempo, sort of more in your face stuff. So it'll be.
Well, I look forward to seeing you Friday night.
Thank you very much.
At the 310. Spencer Gibb, live on KUTX. We're going to do another song, and we'll post all three at KUTX.org. And in fact, we will have video of this session as well, because our multimedia crew is here today. Gabriel Perez, assisted by Janan Taha and Emery Weaver. Studio 1A mixed today by Jake Perlman and Cliff Hargrove. And our Studio 1A producer is Deidre Gott. I'm Jody Denberg, and you've been listening to Spencer Gibb live on KUTX.
Empty room keeps me from sleeping, and it's hard to sleep when you're not by my side. And since you've been gone, I've been wasting away. Oh, you're doing fine. Don't say goodbye. Goodbye, my love. Don't say goodbye. Goodbye, my love. I miss you everywhere. I know that's my cross to bear. Don't you believe that it's time for you to come home? You apologize and tell me you're broken. You stand me up using the same old lines. Just couldn't talk to me. You could say anything that's been on your mind. Just don't say goodbye. Goodbye, my love. Don't say goodbye. Goodbye, you everywhere. You know that's my cross to bear. Don't you believe that it's time for you to come home? Don't you believe that? it's time. Don't you believe that it's time? Don't you believe that it's time? Don't you believe?